Welcome to Life on the Hill, a broadcast production of KCLW 900 AM, sponsored by Woody's Hamburgers, located at 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton, Texas. I'm Helena Knutson, on location at The Grain in Hamilton, where the chicken fried steaks are large and delicious. We'll be back with Life on the Hill after this commercial break.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
And I'm Helena, and we're back with Life on the Hill. We're at The Grain today. Never been here. I haven't been here since they opened it, but it's very nice. It smells really good. And their fried chicken, I heard, is super good. All right, so Cosmo students are looking for service hours. These students can cut, curl, wash, and do so much more. If you are interested in making an appointment, please contact dfarmer@hamiltonic.org. Now, I know that the Cosmo girls are at competition right now in Willsboro, I think. My sister's doing it. I know she's really excited. The other girls are super excited. It's going to be really good for them. It's going to be fun. Can't wait to see how well they do. They did really well last year, so I think they're going to do super good this year. So Ag Mechanics team got first place in class for their trailer at Fort Worth Stock Show, as well as trailer division champions, reserve overall champions, and reserve overall championship showmen. That's a lot of overall championships if you cannot hear that. This team consists of Ryan Worthington, Case Kunkel, Jace Jones, Braylee Wilson, Tucker Calco, and Owen Wilson. Now, they did really good 2 years ago. I think they got first in state. And so this is really, really good for them. Amazing. One Act Play has started getting ready for their performance of Tracers. Last week, they had a workshop. I'm really excited for this play because I know that they did it a while ago, 3-4 years ago. I heard it was an amazing play. People left it crying. I cannot wait to see what they do this year and how they kind of like get that back up. I think it's going to be great with all of our actors. I know that they're really amazing and that they've got it. Now, another thing about our one-act play is that the theater department is headed to New York City in the spring. So jealous. I feel like I would love to go to New York City. But if you would like to help fund the trip, you totally can. You can donate to Friends of Hamilton for Miss Craig. Perfect thing to do. I would want to go to New York City so bad. I know the kids are all excited. It's going to be super fun. But signups for junior high cheer tryouts have started. And now this is for 6th and 7th grade. And oh my goodness, there's like 38 girls signed up. I did not even think we had 38 girls in school. I mean, this is crazy. There's so many of them. But I believe that the tryouts will be on February 20th, 2024 at 5:30 in the junior high library. So if you really want to go and you want to figure out more about that, you can totally do that. Another thing, we have our 6-spoke sign student of the week, Logan York. He's a senior. He's played football. He's done it all. I mean, he's a great student. So congratulations to him. Fighting Bulldog Band, they just received word that they were approved for Disney a few months ago. We now have the date on that. They will perform in the parade in Magic Kingdom on May 15th. Again, I'm so jealous. All of these students are going to these super fun places. Maybe they can strap me onto the top of the bus and I can go with them. I feel like as a band sister, because my sister's a man, I should get to go for free as a supportive friend and a supportive fan of the band. Okay, so we'll be right back with sports and news, but first we're going to have a quick ad from Woody's.
If If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
And I'm Helena, and we're back with Life on the Hill. So we have a lot of sports. I mean, we just come back from a big break. But now something I really want to talk about is Lily Imeabi. And I mentioned this in a past show. She is signing at Southwestern Assembly of God University to compete in not only volleyball, but in pole vault, which is just crazy that she can do two sports. I mean, what an athlete. She had her signing on Friday at 2. All of her friends and family were there. Everybody was like interested watching her sign. The SAGU coach was there. So excited for her. It was really amazing that she got to do that. You know, I don't know how you could even compete in one sport, but you know, two, good for you. So powerlifting has started up, and I know I talk about powerlifting every single chance I get because I love it. It's my favorite sport. So last Thursday, we had our second meet in Hyco. Everyone did phenomenal. I mean, we had girls hit so many PRs, we had guys hit PRs, and we had a lot of newcomers this year. So for a lot of these girls, they're getting used to it, and they just did amazing. But I really wanted to give a big shout out to Nick Adams, who got outstanding lifter at this meet, which is just crazy. I mean, I think his max is like 600, but I think he overdid that a bunch. I mean, he is just such a good lifter. And Hannah Bell, I mean, she got 350 in deadlift, not this meet, but the last one. Crazy. I mean, oh my goodness. So next week, powerlifting will not have a meet, but we will resume on the 8th in Comanche. So excited. So sad we only get 4 meets. I feel like that's not enough to show off my skills, but you know, you do what you got to do. You got to make it. So next, we're on to basketball. Now, I know I'm not a sports genius or anything, but I watched this game, and this was a good game. So basketball is in district right now, and on Friday, both girls and boys went against Rio Vista. Oh my goodness, it was such a good game to watch. I think Rio Vista's fans were getting loud, so then we would get louder, and then they would get louder, and it was just like screaming, which I loved. The guys, oh my goodness, they would like dribble the ball, and then Coulter Johnson or like Pierce Summers would grab the ball out of one of the guy's hands, like just like hit it off. They couldn't make it in. It was like crazy. Everybody was stealing the ball back and forth. It was that first quarter, it was close, so close. It was a great game. So the next basketball game will be on Tuesday in Italy, where the girls will kick off at 4:30. So excited for this. They're going to do amazing. I cannot wait to see what they do. They will also have a game on February 2nd in Valley Mills, so make sure you go watch. Okay, so next we're going to have a really fun game with Shane, but first we're going to have a quick ad from Woody's. We'll see you guys later.
If you're in the mood for a juicy, mouth-watering burger, head on down to Woody's Hamburgers. Not only do they use fresh ingredients, but their burgers are cooked to perfection every time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Woody's Hamburgers and pick up some deliciousness today. If you're a burger lover, then trust me, this is the place for you. Woody's Hamburgers, 201 North Rice Street in Hamilton.
And we're back with Life on the Hill. So right now, we have Shane Currington with us, and we're going to play a fun little game. So when I was doing the script for this, I decided, I was like, we came back from a long break. I think we should hit it off with just something fun to do.
So
I'm going to quiz Shane on some teen slang.
I probably won't know anything, but I'll try.
What does that mean? Somebody texted me BRB the other day, and I had to look it up Urban Dictionary. I'm so bad about like that kind of stuff. Okay.
Okay. What do we got?
So first is tea.
The drink?
Well, I'll use it in a sentence. Okay. I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Spill the tea.
Oh, I heard that just the other day. Is it like gossip?
Yes. It's like drama. It's like you talk about the drama.
Okay.
That's good. That one was easy. Well, I put that first just to like Make it easy. Okay.
If that was easy, I don't want to see your heart.
So when you give someone shade.
When you give someone shade, aren't you like degrading them or something?
I think it's more just like you're being like you're giving them a side eye. You're kind of it could be degrading though.
Okay.
All right. So like this is a term people use and it's like, oh, he ate.
That I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Like they did really, really well. Okay, the radio show Eats. Your show with Andy.
Life on the Hill.
Yeah.
Eats.
You know, Lunchtime Buzz ate.
Oh, okay.
They do really, really well. They're so good. You can say they ate and left no crumbs,
wow.
Which is like they did phenomenal.
Okay,
so no cap.
No cap.
My dad likes to use this. He always says, no cap Riz. And he does not know what it means, but he says it anyway.
I gotta hear him say it.
Yeah, he says
no,
it
I have no clue.
All the time. It is so bad.
Okay, so what is it?
It's like you're not lying.
Oh,
like cap,
okay.
Is like you're like no cap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, here's another one.
Is that kind of like saying no kidding?
Yeah, kind
okay,
of.
Okay.
Yeah, kind
okay.
of. No cap.
Okay.
Okay. So, Riz, it's short for something. Riz.
No clue.
No clue.
Never heard it.
He has a lot of Riz.
He has a lot of Riz. I still don't know.
It's short for charisma.
Charisma.
So he's very charismatic.
Okay.
I didn't know it was short for charisma.
I didn't either.
I like had to look that up. Okay.
So far, I'm 0 for, what,
you're
5
doing,
right now?
You're doing really bad.
Yeah, I'm really bad.
Okay. But you're like, I don't know how old you are, but
I am,
you're past that stage.
Yeah, I am. You know, I tell my students all the time when I give them an example, mm-hmm. you know, from like when I was, you know, kind of when I was born. And I always follow that up with, yes, I'm old. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Okay, this one is drip.
Drip. Can I have it in a sentence, please, Alex?
Their drip is very good. They have a lot of drip.
Oh, I still don't know.
It's like good clothing.
Okay.
Or like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Good clothing.
You got a lot of drip.
Okay. All right.
Look at the drip. Look
at
the drip. I don't use that one. I don't like that word. I think it's like so weird, but people use it and it's,
wow.
It's so, it's like,
hilarious.
It's like when guys take the pictures and they hold up the four fingers. I don't know what that means and I don't get it. And I don't understand why it's appealing to people.
I can't say I get it either.
You know, okay. We just gave you the lowdown.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah. And so
I scored absolutely horrible.
Some of these dads, I know they're going to take this to their children and be like, oh, you got that drip, dude. That is, I know my dad's going to do that. He's going to listen to this. He's going to be like, oh, that show was straight fire. Bet.
Yeah. Well, your dad will tell everyone else to listen too.
Oh, yeah, he will. He does it all the time. He holds it up to us. He makes his friends listen. Like, he will make them sit down. If they try to change the subject, he'll be like, hey, listen to this. I can't tell you a time when I've met his friends and he did not talk about my show. Love him. He's the most supportive father ever. But I feel bad for some of his friends. He holds it up to their ear. If they look away, he goes and he just holds it up to them even more. I'm surprised he hasn't, like, gone around town with a speaker on the back of his police car and played it over there. I mean, that would be, like...
Hey, that's an idea.
That would be good publicity right there. But, okay, that's all for Life on the Hill this week. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.